What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
This is Mucho African Radio. I am your host, Murat Nahimana. I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist and a Black Diplomats Academy 2020 fellow. Thank you for tuning in today. Coming up on our show, I am so delighted to introduce this person. She's a speaker, a social entrepreneur, an analyst in public services and procurement Canada. She notably represented her causes as a United Nations delegate, a Black Diplomats Academy alumni, now communication lead of the Executive Council, and my mentor. I'd like to welcome Kashana King on Mucho Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
To start off this interview, who is Kashana King?
I am an older sister, a younger sister. I am an avid reader, a dreamer, a poet, many things in between. Ultimately, I just believe in trying to do the best with what you've got. Formally, I guess, in terms of what I'm doing now professionally. I recently joined the Impact Hub Ottawa team as their operations manager. And that has been an incredible journey so far with an incredible team. So you'll catch me there day to day, downtown Ottawa, at our best co-working and meeting space.
Great. And I briefly mentioned that you were a Black Diplomats Academy alumni. So I was wondering, what does Black Diplomats Academy mean to you? And from an alumni to a now mentor, how do you manage your role?
When I joined the Black Diplomats Academy in 2021, I had made the decision to be a part of that program specifically because of the ties to community and the opportunity to be around other like-minded people like myself. It was during the pandemic, so we weren't quite free of the restrictions at that time. Things were almost completely digital from my perspective. I was doing everything virtually, and I had been separated from my family for quite a while because of the pandemic. So I really needed a place where I could keep working on myself professionally, but also feel like I had that idea and feeling of home. And that's what Black Diplomats Academy really offered me in the learning labs. When I got to meet all the smiling faces and we got to crack jokes and learn together and ask questions and just be our full selves. It's a program that I highly recommend, and I'm really fortunate and humbled to still be a part of today as member of the Executive Council. It's also been fantastic to be able to represent the Black Diplomats Academy and also Canada as a country at and on the UN stage, which has been just an invaluable experience. So from how I started to where I am now, I would only really classify the Black Diplomats Academy as a life-changing experience.
And I'm sure it kicked many doors down for you as well. And as I'm also part of the Academy, So recently you participated in the 8th World Investment Forum 2023 this year. Can you tell us about some of the summit's outcomes?
Absolutely. Attending the World Investment Forum this year was my first experience in the Middle East. That forum took place in Abu Dhabi from October 16th to the 20th. And I was specifically invited to participate in the Youth Forum activities, which run throughout the week and are concentrated on bringing together about 400 delegates from all over the world. What we did during that week was host and organize our own deep dive panels and sessions around certain topics in education, green technology, and emerging tech such as AI, to be able to ultimately draft a youth declaration that becomes an official UN document and is able to inform other UN activities, discussion, and conferences over the next 2 years. So now, as a youth delegate, we're waiting to receive the final version of that declaration that we can share at our own advocacy work wherever we're stationed throughout the globe, and also that it can be used, like I mentioned, in other UN avenues.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you've also attended another forum. You were present for the PFPAD. Would you like to share some of the what occurred during this event?
This is a forum that I attended with the Black Diplomats Academy in May and June of this year, the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent, the second session ever, the first one held at the UN headquarters in New York specifically. During that forum, we're discussing large themes related to the well-being, success, and just care of people of African descent throughout the diaspora, wherever you happen to live, whether that's outside of the continent or, for example, in a country like Brazil, which has the largest population of people of African descent living outside of the continent, which is something I actually learned at the forum. It was just a really fantastic personal experience to be able to open my eyes to the unique and specific struggles of people of African descent, no matter where you are. Part of that is having to go through the unfortunate and heavy realization that we do go through a certain and particular set of struggles, no matter where we live. But we also have this certain vibrancy, this certain energy about us as a community and as a people that I think we radiate no matter where we are. The forum specifically in terms of feedback and in terms of topics was heavily focused around reparatory justice, I would say was the largest. And we had several other discussions, such as how to really address racism and discrimination at all its forms and all its levels. We're talking about career, we're talking about health-wise, we're talking about in terms of mobility, whether that's within the country that you live in or even internationally. Heavy topics, for sure, but it's not only the best place to discuss them because it's appropriate, but you also know that you're going to be around the right people who can help you kind of bounce back after you have to do some heavy thinking and heavy critiquing, heavy listening.
All the heavy topics you guys discussed, I'm guessing you also met some pretty important people. And I would like to know what sorts of connections you made when you were at the PFPAD.
Able to attend a conference of that magnitude, you're right, you do get access to so many. Yes, there are the prominent figures. For example, we got to connect with the UN representative from Canada to the UN, Ambassador Bob Ray, who is a delight and a joy to be around. We got to connect with Minister Hussein. We got to connect with Andrew Brown. We got to connect with several figures that we actually didn't have the same access to nationally within Canada where we were working. So it's great to have that stage where you can kind of connect across the country and get to see perspectives and different people that you wouldn't normally have the chance to. But I would say actually the most meaningful connections for me were connecting with other youth and peers from around the globe. For example, we got to connect with some amazing delegates from Brazil, got to learn a little bit about their language, the history, and the specific struggles that they're going through over in that country in terms of LGBTQ rights, in terms of justice for people of African descent and Black Brazilians. I would say that those have been just really meaningful connections because they've been able to live on easily after the forum. And it's really great to have people around your age and who have been through similar experiences that are really fighting for the causes that they care about.
Fighting for the causes is a big one. And yes. You mentioned the youth, and with the now with the fourth BDA cohort applications being around the corner, what right. is your advice to youth out there who may have or not heard about the program and would like to apply?
I am a huge advocate, supporter, lover of the Black Diplomats Academy. I always tell people that there's no barrier that you could think of that could hold you back. In my own case, I was a college graduate where many of my BDA peers were university graduates, even post-grad students, even doctoral students. But coming in with my unique background was not at all any barrier to me. It actually gave me a unique edge, a unique perspective on the topics that were being discussed. And I think most importantly, it helped me realize how much I actually didn't know about the sphere of diplomacy, where I needed to learn and get more knowledge and get more connected. So for anyone who's interested in applying, I would definitely encourage you to bring your own unique skill, background, even outside of your academics, just who you are as a person and what causes really resonate with you and keep you up at night. Bring your energy, bring your willingness to network, to communicate, and to learn, because going through that program, you're going to learn so much about yourself, so much about others. There's really no other program like it, and I wouldn't want you to miss out.
I wholeheartedly agree. As the listeners may not know, you are my mentor in the mentorship program by BDA, and it's 100% true. Everything about it. Yeah, bring your whole energy and who you are as a person. And well, I guess that about wraps up our interview. Thank you for being with us on Mucha Radio and sharing your story as well.
It's my pleasure. Thank you again for having me. You're a fantastic mentee. I learned more from you than I think you learned from me. I don't know if you realize, but But thank you again.
No problem. Always a pleasure.